Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last month, an organic farm in Unity, Maine, voluntarily pulled its products from store shelves after finding contamination by so-called forever chemicals on the property. The discovery has upended the life and livelihood of the young family that owns Songbird Farm. But as Kevin Miller reports, they likely won't be the last Maine farmers affected by PFAS.
The temperature had finally crept above zero on a recent morning as Johanna Davis and Adam Nordell walked along the snowy path leading to one of three greenhouses on their organic farm.
We can take a peek in the greenhouse here.
The unheated 3,000-square-foot greenhouse is still frigid, but less cold. Adam sings the, quote, amazing qualities of spinach as Johanna pulls back fabric to reveal rows of baby plants growing in Unity, Maine in the middle of winter.
And spinach can just hang out in the bone-cold frozen soil at 15 degrees below, and then once it warms up, it is able to move water around and perk right up, and it'll go all winter. It gets incredibly sweet.
Adam and Johanna had planned to sell spinach and other leafy greens this winter from Songbird Farm, but all of their plans for the coming year are now on hold. The couple hired a private lab late last year to test their water and soil after learning that the land had been repeatedly fertilized decades ago with municipal sludge that was potentially laced with forever chemicals. The results arrived just before Christmas.
Complete crisis. Just devastated, heartbroken, really angry.
Terrified.
The water they drink and give to their three-year-old son contains 400 times more PFAS than the state says is safe. Their soils are also contaminated. For Johanna, it also felt like a betrayal after nearly a decade of work to build a certified organic farm.
Then it turns out, actually, that water that we're drinking is highly toxic. That food that we're selling to people has levels of chemicals in it. That from living here, that Adam and myself and our child have industrial levels of this chemical in our blood. It just seems so crazy, so backwards.
PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, have been widely used for decades to coat everything from non-stick frying pans and stain-repellent fabrics to food wrappers. But this durability also means the chemicals do not break down. Now, these forever chemicals have been linked to a long list of health problems, including cancer, kidney malfunction, and reduced birth weight. PFAS are popping up in samples from farm fields and drinking water wells across Maine. The Maine Department of Environmental Protection plans to test more than 700 sites where farmers spread municipal sludge that the agency says had a higher risk of PFAS contamination. Farmers obtained the fertilizer through a program that the DEP licensed and promoted, but that has left a toxic legacy.
I wanted to say that the hearts of everyone at DEP go out to the people who have been impacted by PFAS contamination.
This is DEP Commissioner Melanie Loisom speaking to lawmakers last month.
It's like a nightmare you can't wake up from. People's homes and livelihoods have been destroyed, and the scale of the tragedy keeps growing with every sample we take.
So far, PFAS contamination has shut down two dairy farms in Maine and prompted Songbird Farm to ask retailers to pull vegetables and grains from store shelves. The agriculture community is bracing for more cases, however, as the state embarks on one of the nation's most aggressive testing campaigns. To date, the state has agreed to install hundreds of water filtration systems. The Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry also plans to cover farmers' financial losses for up to 1 year. But the department's Nancy McBrady says the $30 million currently earmarked for PFAS won't compensate for lost livelihoods and ruined property values.
I do think that there is a real conversation that needs to be had at a state level, at the legislative level, about what else is needed. The really robust support that has been provided to date, both to DEP and the Department of Ag, is not enough, and it doesn't make these homeowners or farmers whole.
Sarah Alexander, executive director of the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, says Maine's response could serve as a model for other states facing PFAS contamination. But MOFCA is fielding a growing number of calls from nervous farmers whose lands show up on DEP sludge maps.
That uncertainty, that unknowing that's causing a lot of stress in the community right now, and it's causing a lot of stress with consumers as well. We want to know that our food is safe, and I believe that our local food system is safe.
Back on their Unity farm, Adam Nordahl and Johanna Davis vacillate between fear, anger, and frustration. They're awaiting test results on 1,000 pounds of sweet potatoes in storage, as well as on additional samples of soil and water. And they're extremely concerned about their 3-year-old son, given the research on PFAS in developing bodies.
You know, at least we know, and we can stop drinking our water. But, like, who still doesn't know? You know, who's drinking water right now that's as high as ours? You know, who's about to have a baby? Who's, you know, about thinking about having a baby? You know, I mean, it's so too late. It's so too late to be telling everybody this, and it can't be soon enough.
Adam, meanwhile, says the state must assure farmers and homeowners that it will provide long-term financial support.
To leave people in limbo is untenable. It's not going to be good for the farming community. It's not going to be good for the state to do that. And I know everyone is scrambling to catch up on this issue. We're just learning about PFAS contamination in Maine. We're just acknowledging it. It's 30 years old, but we're just recognizing it.
For now, Adam and Johanna say they'll wait and hope for better results. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kevin Miller.